every year we run a Capture the Flag event to encourage high school students to become interested and participate in computer security challenges. So Toaster Wars and CTF events are really kind of like hacking contests, where there's a sequence of offensive and defensive challenges, things like can you break a code or can you break into a system, and defensive, like can you prevent someone from breaking into a system, that exposes these high school students to these concepts. We're really excited about it. We have something like 600 teams signed up from across the U.S., about 3,000 kids total.
Is it pretty competitive to get in?
So we've actually designed it really to promote interest in computer security. That was our main intention, but we also do want to have a competitive aspect. And so we've developed this to have what we call graduated levels. The first level is really intended for anyone to be able to participate. We really envision anyone with anyone who can use computer science tools, like, you know, being able to Google and being able to use a web browser, should be able to complete those set of challenges. The second set of challenges are geared towards students who are going to take the computer science AP test. And the third set of challenges is really where we're going to open it up and people will compete against other teams. And so we've really tried to have this graduated approach so that there's something for everyone.
And can you kind of walk me through what the competition will actually be like moment to moment? Is this something that a spectator will be able to observe and get and, you know, make sense of?
That's a good question. Well, it'll probably be about as interesting as watching a chess match.
That can be pretty interesting.
It's really not geared for spectators. It's really geared for participants. A typical Capture the Flag contest geared for professionals would run only over 3 days, and that would be like a live event that you would watch. Here we've extended the timeline to give more people an opportunity to participate. The way it works is it's really a interactive gameplay. The theme is that there's a robot that's fell from space, and people have to first hack into the robot, repair the robot, and get him back home. And then once he gets home, there's an additional secret set of challenges there and an entire storyline that unfolds.
So would this be an example of, you know, what people call the gamification of whatever? Is that part of the thinking behind it?
Part of the thinking behind it is gamification. What we want to do is we want to give people a storyline that goes along with the concepts they learn.
And this is a pretty established convention in these sorts of settings, or is this kind of new?
This is completely new. Most computer security contests for professionals would really just be a sequence of challenges that would only be of academic or interest to professionals. By adding the gameplay aspect, we hope to make it interesting to high school students. The second thing that's actually unique about this is we're focusing also on education. We want to get people interested and we want to teach them something. The idea is you don't know everything and you have to go and find out things. So like our contest is different than a typical school approach where you would teach something to someone and then test them on it. We're giving them challenges where they have to learn things more interactively, and that's kind of a unique aspect about hacking.
Where's the funding for this? Is it all internal, CMU, or what?
So we were lucky. The National Security Agency, the people who make and break our nation's codes, gave us initial funding to start and create the contest. We're currently looking for corporate sponsors to sponsor prizes for the contest winners and for the winning schools.
Is this part of a broader effort to build a new generation of sort of white hat hacker types for the government, or what? Can you put this in context?
Yeah, so there really is no recruiting motivation behind this for a particular agency or for anything like that. I'm interested in computer security. I love computer security, and I think it's a great career choice for people.
And do you see most of these students bound for programs like yours? And where do your students end up, I guess, is the question. Do they mostly go into the private sector, or some do government work, or what?
Most of my students will either go to corporations like Google, some will go to the government, places like the National Security Agency, and quite a few actually are starting startups.
All right, Dave, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.